Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is, this has been a fucked up day. Welcome to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify.
Yeah.
We are sorry that our show is coming to you 15 minutes later than normal. Jenny has a very interesting fucking story to tell you, along with the husband, the muse. This is Jennifer DeVoe, by the way, your radio hostess with the mostest, and, aka Jenny. This is JJ, the muse.
What's up?
I'm sorry.
All right, look, before we go any farther, I said I was going to say this. I want to say a big shout out to my new, homeboy I met today. His name is Santiago. I met him at, he works at the 7-Eleven on Firestone in Central in Los Angeles in South LA. I told him, I said, if you watch the show, I'm going to give you a shout out. My man, Santiago, this is a big shout out for you. What's happening, big homie? All right.
At Firestone? I thought that was Manchester.
It stops right there. It starts, Firestone starts right there.
Oh, at Central. Right. Manchester, you're right. Manchester.
So it's on Central side.
Gotcha.
So he's on Central and Firestone. Gotcha. What's up, Santiago?
We are on the air. So let you know, Will, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. We have the drummer. We're here today with Fallen Fury, by the way.
Yes!
They are the most amazing fucking band in the goddamn planet, and I'm going to tell you why. Here we go. Jenny's Litany of Woe. We started off with a really fun day. It's been raining like a motherfucking cats and dogs out here in L.A. for like days now.
Right.
Which is not normal for us. So a lot of interesting stuff has been happening. We had just left 7th Street Metro Center in downtown Los Angeles.
On the red line.
On the red line going to North Hollywood. And we hadn't even gotten half of the way between 7th Street Metro Center and Westlake MacArthur Park stations when the train magically lost power and did not regain power at all after that. We were stuck. Jenny and the Muse were stuck underground. If you want to go to my personal Facebook page, Jennifer DeVoe, and you can see the journey from the train car that we left all the way to Westlake MacArthur Park Station, where we had to walk along a little catwalk on the side of the train. And Jenny was scared for her life, so she kept holding on to the fucking railings. And my hand got black as it looked like my daughter said, it looked like I stuck my hand in a fireplace.
Like he was working a coal mine.
Yeah, like coal mine or some shit. And so we're all walking along and there's a bunch of people and shit, and they had to help us go across the tracks and go on an even more narrow fucking walkway, and it was just nuts.
Like the lights on the train cut off and then it just slowly to a crawl and then stop.
And then stop. And that was it.
And then the train conductor was like, well, we are sending a train as soon as we get here to rescue you.
Yes, to rescue us, which made people panic.
Right.
We need to be rescued. What the fuck?
And what's
everybody
happening?
Started freaking out, and it was just kind of, I mean, everybody kept their cool for the most part, which is great. We didn't have anybody go totally like ballistic, but it was awesome. Some people started lighting up blunts,
which started smelling good in the train. I
really think that we should have also.
In the train tunnel smelled
pretty
good.
He felt that since I was having such a bad panic attack, it wasn't probably a good idea to smoke weed right that moment. Okay, hold on. Let's turn on the mic here. Yes.
If I could say something, the Muse had a really good story about the guy with the blunt.
Oh yeah, what right. was your, what's it, your story about it was like the a
whole
yeah
prequel to the story?
Like yeah, he, what was the like prequel was, leading up was, to the,
like
the
he
journey?
He was the one that said that like 2 days ago he was on the train, the same train on the same tracks, and the power went out for him also, and it took them 2 hours to get the train going again. They had to
rescue
sit,
them, and
yeah,
stuff,
yeah, it took them 2 hours to get the train going on his day. So when it happened today, he said, "Screw it." He said,
open the door now.
He pushed the emergency exit door, opened the door, and he had his blunt, and he needed his blunt. So he was like, shit, fuck the dumb shit. I ain't mad at him.
And they kept telling us not to open the doors.
Yeah, the conductor said, don't open the door. We're coming to rescue you.
I'm having a panic attack. So I'm like, because I felt like I couldn't breathe, and it was just like fucking nuts. Anyway, but thank God for Fallen Fury, because
yes.
they were already at the radio station waiting for us patiently when I messaged Will Bowman about the fucked up situation of what was going on. And so they came and rescued us. And if it wasn't for them, I don't know what we would do. They came and got us from Westlake MacArthur Park train station downtown Los Angeles and drove our asses all the way here to the radio station, which made us only 15 minutes late for going on the air, which I think is a pretty fucking
amazing
thing that we were
considering.
We were considering everything. We were only 15 minutes late. Hey,
that's
we're
not
here.
Bad. That's not bad. That's
we're good. Here. And that was fucking crazy. And my counterpart over here, fucking T-Dog Aruni. Goddamn Tashina. Fucking
she called,
AKA
Uber.
Silent Giggles.
She
fucking got here before we did. And I'm like, how in the fuck did you beat us? And she says, oh, I got on a train at 7th Street Metro Center. And then I came to North Hollywood to get to Universal City Station. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? Because we were on a train from 7th Street Metro Center headed this way too. When our train magically fucking stopped. Anyway, she got on the train that didn't fucking die. Okay, cool. Damn it. I swear to God, we should have gotten on a train beforehand. Anyway, we had an amazing journey today.
Got splashed by a big bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The 720 bus went hard and splashed the shit out of us, making my whole bottom half of us, well, both of us, fucking wet as shit.
Yeah, I'm a little
our socks and all that stuff. Gotta love it. It's just a lot of fun today. So quickly, before we get into the amazing interview with our amazing friends, Fallen Fury, who came, by the way, from fucking San Luis Obispo.
Yes.
That's a long
that's hour. Like, and it took them 3 hours just to get here.
3 hours.
You know, and then they had to come rescue our poor asses.
Right.
And bring us here again. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. I just want to thank you guys so much.
Of course.
I don't know what we would fucking do without you guys.
Of course.
Lori, man, and Will, you are our fucking angels.
Our saviors
in the city of angels.
Our
savior from the city of angels.
Jesus de Christus.
Anyway, we got some great concerts coming up just this weekend alone, so we want to give you a rundown real fast.
Run them down.
Tomorrow night, Thursday, January 17th, at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. We have some amazing bands going on. We have our buddy Michael Cohen from Mikaru.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be going on 8 to 8:30 p.m. We have Kill Cody. Sounds pretty dangerous. You know, he wants to kill himself.
Cody.
His name's Cody, and that's just think it's funny. It's Kill Cody.
Okay. So he wants to kill himself?
I think so. I'm not really sure. Or maybe he wants somebody else to kill him. I'm not really sure what's going on there, but his name is Kill Cody. And then he goes on from 8:45 to 9:15. Then we have Banned from Japan. It's B-A-N-N-E-D, like they were, you know, kicked out. Banned from Japan.
Oh, banned.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking B-A-N-D when I first heard it,
but
it's B-A-N-N-E-D. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, makes it more interesting.
Not from San Fernando or
something.
Yeah,
no. Okay. They were kicked out of Japan, apparently. No, okay. 9:30 to 10, and then we have Del Vertigo from 10:15 to 11, and then Delphic Sybil from 11:15 to midnight. Friday, this is our big, big show. Come on out to Petey's Place in Tarzana, California.
That's a nice venue.
That's a very nice venue. Huge stage, brand new everything. They just revamped the whole venue, so you're going to love it. Come check it out. Friday night, January 18th at Petey's Place in Tarzana. Big stage. They have a great lighting system, great sound system now. Tons of seating.
Right.
A really big bar. It's really nice in there. You're going to love it. Shout out to Tony LaPree.
Right.
And shout out to Petey from Petey's Place. And then so Friday night we have Black Pearl Light going on at 8. Gutter Candy at 9. Stereo Love at 10.
Yeah.
Black Sabbatha, which is a Black Sabbath tribute band, at 11. And then we have the premiere and debut of Star Daddy.
Star Daddy.
With DJ Swamp, who has played for such bands as Ministry and Kid Rock, to name a few. He goes on, they go on at midnight.
All right.
So we're going to have a great show. And then we have Saturday night. It's not our show, but come out, see Malachi Theory. Christopher Malachi was on our show last week. If you watched last week's broadcast, we had Christopher Malachi from Malachi Theory. He will be performing and headlining the show based on the movie, based, you know, kind of on his life, roughly. It's called, he will be there. Was it Saturday at Petey's Place? They're doing a big thing. And Attack of the Rising will be opening for them. That's Tony Lapree's band. Come check them out. Attack of the Rising. I'm not sure who else is on that bill, but them and then come see Malachi Theory. He's it's like their soundtrack and the music for and some of his other music for like from the movie and other stuff. So that should be a good show. And let's see. And then Sunday it's our show at the 5-Star Bar, January 20th at the 5-Star Bar. We got Stag Sleep at 7:45, Chasing Desolation at 8:30, Sleepy Valley at 9:30, Legions at 10:15, and Anti-Hero at 11:15.
All right.
So we got some really great bands lined up for this weekend. It's going to be some great shows. Come check us out at our different venues. Next Thursday, we're at Universal Bar and Grill. And then Thursday, January 31st, come on out to the 5-Star Bar for my birthday bash.
Yeah.
Jenny's birthday blowout. Come on down. 30?
You're going to 30?
Yeah, what are you going to blow, baby?
That'd be nice. Considering I have a, considering I have a son that's going to be 21 in this summer.
Oh, very young. Right.
Yeah, I had him when I was 9. Yeah, such is the way from my people. I'm just kidding. Inbreeding and incest. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just really kidding. We're from Maine. I'm being an asshole.
Oh. Because
everything's up there so isolated. Next town is an hour away. You know, you have no choice but to sleep with your cousin. I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking kidding.
I don't think she's kidding.
I'm being a total asshole. I'm sure there are some families up there like that that live in the mountains, but I don't want to know any of them.
The hill people?
Yes, the hill people.
Oh, gosh.
The hills have eyes. And I don't want to know any of them. I don't care about your eyes. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, Thursday, January 31st at the 5-Star Bar. Come on down for Jenny's birthday blowout. We've got Jabbermouth at 8. That's my band.
All right.
Jabbermouth. Lost Puppy at 8:45. Satanic Johnny, again, my band. 9:30.
I'm an ogre.
Baraya. I'm an ogre. And Dave's a bastard. Sorry, Dave the bastard. Those are some of their songs. Anyway. Bar Ram You. We'll be playing at 10:15. And then we have the Trash Dogs on at 11:15.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on out. We got a shitload of shows beyond that, but those are the ones that I thought, you know, should be mentioned right this moment, considering we have three of them just this fucking weekend. Again, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment.
Yeah.
As is this radio production.
Beautiful, very good company.
I don't know who those fucking people are.
I heard they're a great company.
They sound really great.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's us.
Coolest motherfuckers walking.
They're us. I'm just being an ass. Anyway. We are here today with the amazing, wonderful Fallen Fury.
Fallen Fury. Yes. That's us.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Well, some of us.
Some of us. Two of you. Three. How many? Wait, how many are you? There's three of you, right? No, four.
There's four.
Four,
but,
right.
But
right.
Our drummer couldn't make it. I told him to call in line, so...
I'm watching the screen, I swear to God.
I'm looking to see.
Ronnie.
Ronnie, if you're there.
Ronnie. If you're there,
shoot him the number again, baby.
If you want to call in, dial 323-203-0815. And that's only for him. Everybody else can fuck off. I'm just kidding. I'm just being an asshole. I'm sorry.
I just sent it. Hopefully he'll call.
Okay, cool. I'm being a total dick today because I can. Anywho, we had a great show last week and the weeks before that. It's been a good beginning of the year so far.
Yeah.
Come on out. Let's see. Who do we got? Let's see. Very quickly. Who's on our show next week? Oh, Joey, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Joey Hollern. Hollern. Hollern.
Hollern.
He works for Orgy.
Okay.
The alternative rock band Orgy. And he's a rapper and a singer and does music of his own. So I told Lou Gordon, shout out to Lou,
right,
manager of Orgy, and father of the amazing lead singer Jay Gordon, which I'll be leading up to what I'm getting to here in a second. But he will be on next week's show, Joey Hollerin. And then the week after that, Jenny's birthday episode, my actual birthday, January 30th. The 31st, I just did that because it was, you know, I was going to have a 2-hour show, and I said, fuck that. I don't want to have to do that. After the radio show, run a concert. I was like, fuck that. I'll do it Thursday. But so January 30th, we have Orgy on our show. The actual band.
I'm so excited.
Because the lead singer, Jay Gordon, has the same birthday as me, January 30th.
All right.
Fuck yeah. Cool. And they're friends of ours, so yeah. Be on our radio show, please. Anyway, we are here with Fallen Fury today, who has come all the way from fucking San Luis Obispo.
Hey.
And
Central California.
Let's introduce ourselves so people know who we are talking to.
I'm Amy. I'm the vocalist. And
why did I call you Lori? I'm such an asshole.
I know. I let it go.
Like, why did I go Lori?
I just let it go.
I swear to God.
I also play the bass for us. I'm that person.
My brain.
Yeah, and I'm Will. I play guitar and I scream stuff in the microphone.
He screams in the microphone?
That's what I do, yeah.
As long as you're not screaming at Amy, we're good to go.
No, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I do that.
Are you screaming with Amy? No, she's good. You do some of the singing or no? You just play the bass?
I do pretty much primarily almost all of it. I do all the clean vocals. I'm not really a screecher or a screamer.
Right, that's Will's job. Okay.
Ronnie called, said the machine's on.
Damn it, how the fuck is that possible? Hold on, let me pull up Skype. Yeah, this is weird.
More technical difficulties.
We had the same issue last week.
Yeah.
People said they tried to call in and they couldn't. I'm not really sure. I'm looking at the board, but I'm not seeing. Well, damn it. This just sucks, the big one. Friggin' weather, man.
Always.
That's why I'm like looking to see what's going on. It says two. Why is there two?
Yeah, and then we have our drummer, Ronnie.
Okay,
and,
Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie's doing really good. We picked him up in December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really new.
Because I remember when I saw you last time.
We had another guy. Yeah, his name was Cameron. And okay. Yeah, had some stuff going on. So.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And who's your other member?
His name's Brian.
Brian.
Yeah. So he had to work today. So.
Okay.
So yeah. What instrument does he play, Brian?
Brian plays guitar. He switches off with guitar and bass.
And bass.
Yeah.
That way
I can get out in the audience.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We like to make the band, I like to make the crowd a part of the experience. We like to go out and...
Yeah, we like
it's better that way.
We like it, yeah.
It's better that way.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, after you guys... let's let you know a backstory real quick. Where we met Fallen Fury was the Vans Warped Tour battles this year. Mm-hmm. The battle for Vans Warped Tour. Well, 2018. We met them at the 5-Star Bar is where we saw them play. And so they reached out to us and, you know, now we're finally getting them on the show. Only took us a while. We finally got you guys on here.
You're so popular.
But we have them on 2 episodes.
Right.
The next one's coming up at the end of February.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, because I booked you for 2. Hey, that'll be the makeup episode for this fucked up one.
That's okay.
For the rescue episode is what we're going to call it now. On iHeartRadio, I'm going to say the rescue episode. Yeah, they're going to be on again February 27th. So Wednesday, February 27th, 3 to, you know, I'm kidding, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific
Standard
Time.
Weather permitting.
Well, for permitting. Bullshit permitting.
Right.
Anyway. yeah. So now you guys made it. How far did you make it in the battles?
I have no idea.
Did you make it to round 2 or
first round?
That's just retarded though, because I thought you guys really rocked.
Oh,
and plus you came from so far away.
Yeah.
Like I had mad respect for that you had driven so far just to do that.
Exciting for us. We had a really great time doing that. I just was like overwhelmed at the response you guys gave us for our band, and it was really, really awesome.
Yeah, and it led to a couple of other discussions with people and venues and promoters we didn't know before. So it was really, It was really good. So yeah,
that is good.
Yeah, if you can make connections and network with other bands, and
that's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. So a lot of it was that, and so yeah, those connections have been really good.
That's a good thing that you have opportunities like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now I heard. I mean, hopefully it's not true, but I heard that was the last year they were going to do it.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
But I'm not really sure what's going to happen.
I saw something on Facebook about that. Yeah. Now, so yeah.
I heard something about another company might take it over. Like, it might not be Vans anymore, but it'll still be Warped Tour.
Right.
Because back in the day, it was never called Vans Warped Tour. It was just called Warped Tour, I thought.
Oh, okay.
I thought so too.
Then it became Vans Warped Tour. So
right.
I don't know. Maybe like another company will pick it up and sponsor it and call it whatever.
Something.
You know, Nike Warped Tour. I don't damn know. Whatever the fuck. Whoever takes it over. I'm just guessing. But
Fila.
We got, yeah, G-Love. Oh, wait, Jesus. G-Love and the special sauce.
There you go.
I saw him at the House of Blues.
Warped Tour.
Yeah. That'd be funny as fuck. I saw G-Love play at, and I didn't know who the hell this was, if it wasn't for my ex-radio show host, Stephanie. It was another radio show I had, like, a couple years back. And so we went to see, she was just loved him.
Mm.
And I'm like, and then she ends up going with me to another one of his shows one time without me. And she, this was at the House of Blues in West Hollywood before they tore it down. And she goes there and she ends up smoking pot with them on their tour bus and shit. And like, and you didn't get an interview? I said, are you
dummy?
Fucking shitting me? You didn't get an interview with G-Love and the special sauce. Wow. And you were on his tour bus smoking weed with him. What in the fuck? Oops. Is your problem? They put on one leg of their pants at the same time as me. Blah, 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 blah. Anywho, I don't give a fuck. I'm taking advantage of it. I'm getting an interview. So, what's up, motherfucker? No, I'm just kidding. while we're smoking this blunt, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk business. No, so, anyway, we want to play some songs now. I have three songs loaded up. You just sent me three, right?
I think I sent you three, yeah.
You sent Go Fast, Loathing Disciple, and was that Michael Voorhees?
Michael Voorhees.
I want to save that one. I don't know. I'd like to save that one for last, because it sounds fucking badass, and those are two of my favorite horror movies. People.
Yeah. I love that stuff, man.
Which one do you want to play first?
You want to do Loathing?
I do Deer's Choice.
Loathing Disciple is probably the most recognizable one. That one's on the, what is it, Tattoo Metal Radio?
I think so. And then Rage Radio.
Yes. That's funny. He picked it up for his wrestling blog, so it goes everywhere. It's all over.
I'm hoping by the next time when you come back for February that I'll have my other radio show going, Jenny's Real Rock, on Rock Rage Radio again. Like, I'll have it back going again. I'm trying to do a different format now.
Oh, okay.
Instead of like this where we're in the studio, it'll be in a recording studio, and you'll play live on stage. And we'll record the whole thing, and we'll do like a, you know, like you'll play like 40 minutes or something or whatever, and then we'll do the other 20 minutes. There'll be an interview with you guys talking about you and your band and stuff. That'd be cool. It'll be a little bit different format.
That'll be good.
Than this, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So, because it's pre-recorded, it's a little different. But we're going to play Loathing Disciple.
Right on.
Yes, because next time maybe we can have you on both shows.
Hey, that'd be cool. Yeah.
That would be
all
awesome. Right.
Yes. All right. So Loathing Disciple by Fallen Fury on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Disgrace ain't coming back. I'm leaving this place.
Yeah, that was Loathing Disciple by Fallen Fury.
Yes.
Hell to the yes. That rocked.
Yeah, it was a good little track. Amy wrote it with Cameron, I believe, right? Yeah.
What's the backstory to that song? Who wrote it? Who wrote the song?
Cameron and I collaborated.
Kind of collaborated, okay.
He and I wrote the verses on that. I wrote the chorus.
Okay.
And then, I don't know why that the pieces of shit line just kind of struck me for whatever we were writing at the time.
Right.
It just all came together, and he came up with the guitar riffs and the melodies for the guitar,
right?
And it just molded it. It was just amazing how it all kind of came together.
That's good. That's cool. When you know it's, you know, that song, the song's really like coming through you, is when it just like all just falls together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when it's meant to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just know, like, when it's so hard to do something and it takes like a million times longer or more to do something, it, you know what I mean? I know they always say, oh, wait till the end and it's going to pay off. You know, you're going to see the, you know, the brightness at the end of the tunnel eventually. Mm-hmm. But like, if it takes that long, sometimes you're like, was it really worth it? Was it really organic? And, you know, was it meant to be? You know what I'm saying? That's with anything, but
yeah.
But especially when you're going through a process like writing songs or,
right,
you know.
Yeah. And then what's it about?
Yeah, what's what did it make you feel?
What it's about?
Basically,
you just play it.
It was something coming from Cameron. He was upset. He was it's personal to him, but
right.
It was out of family crisis that he had, and he put it all to words, and then that's kind of what it's about. It's
interesting.
His own family crisis.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, it's
pain. And
well, no, but that's where the best music sometimes comes from, is from a place of like real emotional, whatever you're feeling, whether it's, well, I'm Walking on Sunshine by Casey and the Sun, you know, whatever, depends on who it is. Like what did that song make you feel in that moment? Whether it's a really, really happy song or it's a really, really depressing song.
Right.
You feel something.
I think they like to write like, with characters in mind too, so they almost like a story.
Yeah. So, well, that's what a song is telling a story.
Yeah.
A short story, but it's nevertheless it's a story. Whatever that story may be.
Yeah.
You're in pain at that moment. You're happy. You're sad. You're angry. You're whatever the fuck it is that you're feeling at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there. It's that's the whole thing about this is trying to get that feeling out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This. So yeah. We knew that. You know, there's always family crisis with somebody somewhere. So we were
hoping to
relate with somebody anyway. And it just seems to be like the song everybody likes. So we're really excited about it.
People feel a connection to it.
Quite.
Because they see something in the song in themselves.
Right.
Yep.
Like I've felt like that before.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Did you know? But I'm not saying me in particular, but the person like listening to your song could be like, I've been there before.
I feel
what you're feeling, like, holy shit, like, I really connect. And that's what you really want. The biggest part I noticed doing, now that we host our own concerts and other things, and we've seen so many bands, and we've watched all of you grow, and we've watched all of you, you know, progress and whatever, and we're like, whoa, like, what were they feeling in that moment? And holy shit, like, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because I think, like, teenagers or anyone in their early 20s can relate to angst and confusion.
Yeah.
And not knowing and needing an outlet. So.
That's where punk rock came from.
That's it.
Punk and metal came from that shit.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's the biggest influences for those.
Yep.
Okay, we want to play the next song. We want to do Go Fast? Obviously, because I'm interested in that Michael Voorhees. I haven't heard that one since
I'll
you played it that
story.
Last time. But
I'll tell you the story.
You want to do? You want to do the song and then tell the story?
Whatever you'd
you
like
wanna
to do.
Like, I don't know.
Go Fast was just more of an experiment. Cameron again wanted to do like a funk type thing. So
I kind of like that though, that you throw some funk in with some metal, kind of like
a little
crossover,
like Cornish.
What do they call it? A crossover,
mashup,
like a groovy
metal or something. Yeah, so
it's a mashup.
Yeah, so that was pretty much that. And we kind of got a little bit heavier with the vocals. You'll hear in just a minute. So yeah, give it a listen, see if you like it.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of things that don't go fast, which is the train. We're going to go fast today. I'm yeah, sorry. I'm an asshole. I really am. Fuck you, MTA.
Right.
Go fast. Fuck you.
MTA.
MTA. This song is for you. This is Go Fast by Fallen Fury on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Yes!
Just telling him about this time I got up on stage at, shout out by the way to my brother Nathan Young,
yes, Young Bro
from Young Blood Productions.
Nice guy.
I love you, bro. What's up, bro?
Shout out
to you, bro. How you doing? I'm sorry, I'm from Maine. I'm from the East Coast. We're New Englanders. We say everything with an A on the end. I'm gonna park my car in the garage.
Is that right?
Yeah, everything's like that.
Oh, okay.
The fuck you mean, huh? You know, everything's with an A on the end. It's weird. We're very interesting people. I don't know. And then we say motherfucker. There's no ER. It's an A on the end. A-H. Everything's with an A-H. So if you ever see me online, I put up an event. Like I put Valley Fever. Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I
F-E-V-A-H.
Okay, I've seen
instead
that.
Of fever, I put like, FIVA. Because it's a New England thing.
New England thing. Okay,
so,
I got it.
I just want people to know where the fuck I'm from. I'm just kidding.
There you go.
Because where I come from, the shit today would not have happened. First of all, we barely have any buses running, so there would not have been splashed today.
No subways.
And there's no subways. Underground, especially. So there's barely a bus system where I come from.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. The town I come from, northern, up on the Canadian border of northern Maine, no bus system at all.
Well, how do you guys get around?
You better have a fucking car.
Oh, okay.
I better
or
walk.
Or a bicycle.
Or walk.
Or a bicycle. Or
dog and sled or
something. Because it snows like a motherfucker up there right now. Shout out to everybody in the poor snow. We're having too much fun. Anyway, we started at 3:15. I'm just keeping track of the time. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good to go. We haven't even hit 45 minutes yet. We're okay.
All right.
I just like to make sure we're on.
So,
point.
How long you guys been together as a band?
Yeah, exactly.
About 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, about two years. Yeah, we've all played in different bands.
Okay.
Ronnie was in Hallows Eve. I don't know if you remember Hallows Eve. Yes. Hallows Eve.
Yes.
So
I love Hallows Eve.
Ronnie's the old drummer for Hallows Eve. And,
fuck yes.
Yeah.
That's a badass.
Yeah, we talked him into joining our original project, and he had been doing quite a bit of cover work. Higher price gigs and stuff, but we asked him if he wanted to do our stuff, and he said, "Yeah, let's do it."
That's so good.
Yeah, and then Amy was doing all kinds of music.
What were you doing, Amy?
Singer
for other bands and stuff like that.
Singer for the other bands. I didn't really play an instrument in anything else other than Fallen Fury. Well, I guess one other band, and I kind of picked up playing the bass maybe five or six years ago.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, like, how long ago? Was it hard to learn? I mean, it looks like way easier than learning the guitar.
It really is way easier than learning the guitar.
The regular guitar, you know.
Right. For whatever reason, I don't play guitar very well. I play piano really, really well.
Wow. So. You would think, because, like, there's a lot of fingering with the piano that maybe guitar would maybe like an okay transition. Problem. Yeah. No?
Not for me. Others, I'm sure it is, but for whatever reason, I couldn't do it.
Well, it's a little different.
The bass, like, it fits me. It there's something about the bass.
You look great on stage when you're doing that, too, though. Like, I mean, it's nice to see fellow females.
Yes,
it is. In the industry.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what I'm saying? We don't have enough, and I'm talking to you the fuck out there. We don't have enough females.
Nope.
In the fucking music industry. But especially rock, please. Rock,
right.
Heavy metal, hard rock, classic rock, fucking everything. We saw Carrie Berry. Shout out to Carrie Berry.
Yeah, Carrie Berry.
From Wild Side. Wild Ride. They filled in for us the other night when we had a band that...
At Petey's Place.
When a band kind of couldn't... Something happened at the last minute and we had to have a replacement. So
that's cool.
Thank you to Wild Ride. Thank you to Diego and Carrie.
She really enjoys what she do. She just
she's the all drummer
smiles
and,
her hair is
she's
swinging.
She's the drummer and the singer
she was just,
at the same time, which I thought was really cool. It was really amazing.
Awesome
so
watch.
She really enjoys it.
Shout out to Francesca Alexander. Oh, Francesca Destruct.
Right.
From what band?
Fate Destroyed.
Fate Destroyed.
Yeah, Nathan's band.
I just wanted to see if he was going to say it.
That's a good band.
I was giving him a segue. Fate Destroyed with my brother.
She knows
from Young.
My memory is all bad.
We were in their We Fall video.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you saw. Well, no, but we were there. We were covered in fucking. Yeah, we were covered in fucking. In the making of, especially, we would have been more in that than the final cut video itself, because you can barely see us like off. You can see his bald head bobbing up and down over here somewhere. He was like one of the only black dudes there. Besides, shout out to Dave,
Warrior Dave,
Warrior Dave. Yeah, we love you, Warrior Dave.
Yes,
he's one of our biggest supporters and one of my biggest bookers. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have a lot of the bands that I get for my shows.
Right.
He goes out and finds me people to fill slots.
That's
he's really great.
Really
and he brings
out.
Good
right.
bands
yeah. right.
to the table.
He
doesn't bring shit.
Yeah.
He brings amazing bands to the table.
So if
whenever
he contacts you, you know you're made it.
Yes.
That's
and especially,
kind of,
you're
kind
know,
of right on that.
Yeah, especially
sure.
if he hits you up to be on Nathan Young's shows,
right.
Youngblood Productions, or Get Real Global Entertainment for our concert series. So,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
a good
yeah.
dude. Thank
he's
you, Warrior Dave.
A lot.
Thank you to Warrior Dave. Shout out to Mona Moon. I know you're watching. What up, Mona? We are safe. We're here. We're alive, and my hands don't look like soot anymore. Okay, cool. What's up? What's up? Mona Moon, she is from the Boulevard in Boyle Heights.
Oh, okay.
She is in two bands, and she owns her own entertainment company.
Really?
So I'm very proud of my Mona Moon.
Right. Right
on. She is a badass, and so she's in bands, and she
rock
helps
metal?
Us, and yeah, she's okay. All her shit's like metal, goth, like, or, oh, you know. Nice. Yeah, she does great. Yeah, she's really good, and so lots of fun for that. Oh, go to Wolf Hunter birthday celebration. Go to the Wolf Hunter. Shout out to Anna Ortiz.
Okay.
Shout out to Tony Lepree. Shout out to Ed Reichort, Lex Lycan, and our whole crew. If it wasn't for all of you and Silent Giggles,
right?
We would not, you know, be where we are without our production crew and all of our friends and our family and people that fucking forget anybody, but I'm sure I did. So yell at me later. Amanda Nicola.
Shout out to Jeff Gold, my man.
Oh, yeah, shout out to
Jeff Gold. My man, Jeff Gold.
All right, so anybody you guys want to shout out to before we play this last song?
Oh, my Lord. So many
people. We got some shout outs. I mean, obviously, you're two missing members of your band.
Yeah, our missing members. San
Luis Obispo.
Yes. Lone Poke and all of them.
No Service.
I love you, No Service. We were just talking about them.
We were just talking to Kel.
We love you, Kel. Kel Stewart. That's my buddy, Kel Stewart.
He wanted me to let you know he's got a couple of dates coming up here.
Oh, okay, cool. What has he got?
Let's see. Now, if you guys haven't heard of No Service, you really need to go.
Yeah, you really need to. Yeah. I love now that they're dressing in the suits, like the Blues Brothers kind of thing. I like that.
Yep.
Such
like
a cool persona.
Yeah. Okay, so No Service, February 23rd, at Till 2 Club with Stereo Love.
Oh,
hey, Stereo Love.
Stereo Love is on our show this Friday. I love you, Judd.
Hey, Judd.
And Jewel and Lula. We love all of you.
And Steel family.
We love them. I think we all three want to try and do something in April, too.
Yeah. Let's do this.
At the Rainbow or something
I have date. I am getting dates at the Rainbow now.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And then March 2nd at the Salty Frog in San Diego.
Woo, Salty Frog.
Salty Frog. I believe that's near Pacific
They're an OC
Beach.
Band. Just to let you guys know, they're an OC band.
Yeah.
Orange County.
Yeah. And then March 30th at Che Cafe, again with Stereo Love.
Ooh, I love Stereo Love.
They're really good.
They're amazing. Really good. They're amazing.
Two chick players. That's really...
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
It's a family affair.
It is.
That's right. She's
two daughters and their dad.
The dad's the drummer.
Man, it's amazing.
Right.
It is
amazing.
It's a very unique, dynamic setup that you will not see anywhere fucking else. Two daughters and their dad in a band.
And then we got some friends in Fresno, Beyond Infinite.
Hey, guys.
Another awesome band.
All right.
When are you guys playing next?
Oh, our next date is February the 8th. We're going to Las Vegas for our first time.
Yay! What venue?
The Dive Bar.
Yes! I've been asked to set up shows up there, but that's too far for us just right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just yet.
We're
working towards it.
We're like really
the
totally,
Dive Bar. Fuck yeah.
Totally. Playing with Motive. If you
Motive. Great. So, very great.
Awesome band. So they just got a new album out. So we're going to be with them on their tour, I guess, on the last leg of it. So.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
we're
awesome.
Totally excited.
So February 8th, you're playing in Vegas.
And then after that, we're still working on some stuff with Ronnie.
Okay.
And then we have
April coming up. These are in the Northern California right. At the X Bar. April 6th. No, April 4th.
I've actually heard of that place, though. Okay.
And July 6th up there.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Right, good, yeah. Good.
I'd
like to get you some maybe shows here want to. I know that's such a travel for you, but I've been looking at shows for you. I just want to put you in the right spot at the right venue.
Oh, and then the last shout-out, Pinup Productions.
Yes!
Right. Oh!
Pinup
My wonderful, wonderful Dave Forster.
Yeah, those
I
are awesome,
love
man.
You, Dave Forster. That man is badass. It's funny, I know all the people you guys fucking know.
Justin for...
I deal with him.
Justin for NorCal.
Justin for NorCal. Yeah, uh-huh,
So, those are really
great
people.
Yeah, I talk to him sometimes, too.
Yeah, so we're looking at doing that whole Northern California
Nice.
San Francisco, Santa Cruz.
Eventually,
San Jose.
We want to be able to take bands on tour.
Oh yeah,
like that's an eventual down the line goal for us. I want to be so able to take cool, some bands so on, mellow. Some good bands on tour. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that, I mean? that place is great. And the guy's great, too. So
we can hit the whole Southwest and start and then go from there.
Heck yeah. And three last people. Manny from Manny's Pizza.
Hey, in Paso Robles.
What's up, Pizza? Manny?
Hi, Barry.
All right.
Hi, Megan. Hi, Barry.
Yay, what's up? Anybody else?
No, I think
we good. Okay, we're going to play your last song.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Michael Voorhees.
Okay, I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Yes.
I like serial killers.
So do I.
I'm kind of twisted that
way. I'm obsessed with
them. You don't have to scoot away. It's all right.
It's one of my most fascinating. I love that, too. I don't know what it is. It's creepy.
I thought, what would Johnny Cash write about if he liked serial killers?
Fuck yeah.
I love Johnny Cash, right?
Right. I love Johnny Cash, too.
So I was thinking, what kind of twisted, warped thing could I write? And so I wrote about my two favorite people.
Seriously, you didn't have to think that hard either, really.
Michael Voorhees Mike Myers.
I just watched the new Halloween.
Oh, did you like it?
Uh-huh. I saw it on Showbox, because you get it there before I fucking anywhere else. Right after they come out to the movie theaters, it hits Showbox. So I just watched Halloween a couple nights ago. Not last night, the night before. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
It was good.
I don't know if they're going to be able to come back from that one.
I don't know if they are.
We'll
see. I
don't
want to do a spoiler
we'll
thing,
see.
Though.
I have no fucking idea, but I haven't yet. It's really good.
If you haven't seen it,
you need to fucking go see it.
Yeah.
Woo, damn. It was weird, though. The storyline was completely different than all the previous movies. She had a daughter versus a son. Remember at number 7 or some shit? She had like a son and some stuff. I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I know my Michael. Anyway.
I remember the one with Coolio. Oh.
Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. The whole storyline's all fucking off with this one, but it's really amazing. You'll love it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you'll love like it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't fit up with the other one, so the whole storyline's jacked.
That's
but
true.
We'll go there. Let's just not go there. Anyway, I could go on for horror movies for hours and hours, Alex Trebek. I'll have serial killer movies for 100.
All day, every day.
Then we'll go 2, 4, 5, 800. No, okay. I'll be walking away if that was all only category that they did all day. That and mass murderers. No, I was kidding. Real serial killers.
See, I would like that, though.
I've studied every serial killer there is, practically, known.
Who's your favorite?
Who's your favorite serial killer?
I don't want to say. And now we talking movies or real life?
Oh, okay. Yeah, either.
Because I study both.
Okay. Who's your...
Dahmer, he's kind of creepy because, he ate people to get rid of the evidence.
Right,
but he, unfortunately, he left some evidence in the freezer, and that's how he got caught. Dumb fuck. Don't leave a black penis in your fucking freezer.
Hard to hide that one.
I'm gonna thaw this one out for later. I'm not sure what I'm gonna use it for yet. Wink, wink. But anyway.
Wow. Sorry.
I'm creepy like that. Don't mind me. But I have massive appreciation for Ted Bundy.
Do you?
He got away from it. He got away with it for so many fucking years.
Yeah.
And he only killed women. I think he really had issues with his mommy.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
I think he's a... But if we're talking movies, man, fucking love Hitchcock. I love Psycho.
What about...
The original Psycho with... Oh, my God.
What about...
Anthony Perkins.
What's
fucking
the one,
drove me crazy.
The one in
creepy.
Texas.
Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Leatherface.
That is my favorite horror movie of all time.
Do you like the original or do you like the remakes?
The original, 1974 original.
Okay.
Fuck that, no.
And don't forget the Matthew creepiness. McConaughey weird version.
Oh, that was so weird.
That was
anyway,
that one was a weird
let's one. Stop talking about that.
Yeah.
But that's our segue into this amazing song called Michael Voorhees.
It's a love song.
It's a love song. It's a psycho
it's
love
an old
song. It's a psycho
to
love
the
song.
Slasher.
All right, anyway. Here's Michael Voorhees by Fallen Fury on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
Win some, lose some, take your head. Find one that's sharp and swing away. Sabotaging sun, unafraid you're standing in.
alive.
Stand.
Survive.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Win.
My life.
Friday, January 25th, it's the last
Jell-O Fest,
starring Green Jell-O and the Punk Rock Puppet Show.
Little pig left me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin.
At Sage Venue and Lounge.
5511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California.
Also featuring Passenger Seat Perspective. Potty Mouth.
Hood Life Hippies.
Also featuring
Murder Minded,
Vile Americans, Castles of Colossus,
and Ralph.
Tickets available at AcropolisTickets.com.
21 and up.
The last Jell-O Fest at Sage Venue and Lounge
in Whittier, California.
Just 15 minutes from NAMM. Show your NAMM badge at the door and get a $10 discount. Brought to you by Youngblood Productions.
Thank you so much for listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today. We're going to finish up this real quick. We're going to ask Fallen Fury, what is your social media so everybody can hear you?
What is our social media? So we're on Facebook, Twitter. We are on Reverb Nation. We are
Instagram.
On
Instagram.
Instagram. Okay. We are on Spotify.
We're on Spotify.
All under Fallen Fury?
All under Fallen Fury. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we also are on FallenFury.com, FallenFury.ml. So, yeah, we're kind of everywhere. Just Google us and you'll
Fallen
see
Fury, us. F-U-R-Y. You go check them out.
Too much
you'll
stuff
love
on
it.
Google.
So we had three great songs today. We had Go Fast, Loathing Disciple, and Michael Voorhees. I want to thank you all so much for listening and being patient with us today as we had a crazy day. Thank you for tuning in, and shout out to everybody. Come on out to our shows this Thursday at the Universal Bar and Grill, Friday at Petey's Place, and Sunday at the Five Star Bar in downtown L.A. Shout out to everybody. Have a great night. We'll be back next week.
Hopefully we'll be on time.
We will be back next week with Joey Hollern from
No Technical Difficulties from the Fucked Up ETA.
Right. Anyway, peace out from Jenny and JJ and Fallen Fury and Silent Giggles. Jenny and the Muse, we're out. See you next week with Joe Ballard.
Fallen Fury, baby.
And then tune into my birthday show, June 30th, for Orgy. Shout out. Peace out. Have a great week.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.